If There Be Dragons by Kay Hooper, narrated by Deanna Hurst.
To Bob, for a voice out of the darkness. Prologue.
Please, Cody, you're the only troubleshooter I know.
I'm a business troubleshooter, Pepper, Cody replied in exasperation to the voice on the other end of the phone.
You're a troubleshooter,
his best friend's wife insisted stubbornly.
And Brooke's got trouble. I know you can help her, Cody. If nothing else, you still owe me for foisting that blasted cat onto us.
Cody laughed. How is King Tut?
Impossible, Pepper said roundly. He brought his girlfriend home last night. I've never heard such a racket. And stop changing the subject. Look, you can't... Hang on a minute, okay?
Listening intently, Cody heard her say to someone else,
I'm fine, Thor. Stop fussing.
He waited until she came back on the line, then asked in amusement,
What's he worried about? Or should I ask, how's my unborn godchild?
Pepper laughed suddenly.
Better start thinking in the plural. The doctor hit us with that possibility today, and Thor's coming unraveled.
I am not!
An indignant male voice announced offstage.
Twins?
Cody asked in astonishment.
It looks like it,
Pepper confirmed, sounding delighted by the idea.
I am not coming unraveled,
the offstage voice denied firmly. Half into the receiver and half to Thor, Pepper said laughing,
Then stop putting pillows behind me and staring at me as if I'm about to explode, darling. We've got...